Masechet Baba Kama, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Zayin, after talking about all different types of damages that happen to animals, the Mishnah is going to give other gezerot or takanot that the Hachami made concerning animals. Mishnah says, "En migadilin behemad baka me'eretz Yisrael." A person is not allowed to raise small domesticated animals in Eretz Yisrael because they may trample on crops. Hachamim were trying to build up Eretz Yisrael and all the vegetation that was happening there, and they wanted to make sure animals weren't going to be destroying any vegetation that the farmers may have planted. So we're talking here about small animals, but with large animals like a horse or an ox, even though they also could damage the crops, Hachamim did not make a takana against raising those animals in Eretz Yisrael, because those animals are super needed for the upkeep of the land. They could carry things, they could pull plows. So therefore, Hachamim knew if they made a decree with large animals, it would be too difficult for the people to withstand. But small animals, which are used really for food, like a goat or a sheep, they could be brought in from other countries. You don't have to raise them in mass in Eretz Yisrael. Aval megadilin besulya, but sulya, which is Aram Soba, which David HaMelech captured, according to the Tana of this Mishnah, you're allowed to raise animals over there, the domesticated animals. According to the Tana of this, the author of this Mishnah, that Aram Soba did not gain the status of Eretz Yisrael. Ubamidbarot she'Eretz Yisrael, you're also allowed to raise animals in the wilderness areas, the deserts of Eretz Yisrael. There are no crops to damage, so therefore there's no nervousness of the animals doing something to damage crops. En megadelin tarnegolim beYerushalayim mipnei haKodashim. You're not allowed to raise chickens in Yerushalayim because of all the korbanot and offerings that are brought over there. Chickens normally peck at garbage, and when they peck at garbage to take small pieces of food from it, they may take a sheretz. They may get a dead animal that's tameh, and they could, by mistake, walk with that animal, and they could eventually bring it and get it in contact with kodashim, with sacred meat, which is not allowed to become tameh. So therefore, Hachamim said, in the whole Yerushalayim, we're not going to have chickens because we want to make sure that the korbanot that we have stay pure. Ve'lo kohanim be'eretz Yisrael mipenei ha'teharot. And kohanim throughout the entire Eretz Yisrael are not allowed to raise chickens because of the terumah that they have. Terumah also has to remain pure, and we want to prevent chickens from coming into contact with the sheretz, with a impure little bug, and bring it in contact with terumah, and we want to prevent that from all happening. So therefore, kohanim are never allowed in Eretz Yisrael to raise chickens. Now, there's only terumah in Eretz Yisrael, so the prohibition applies only in Eretz Yisrael. En megadelin hazirim bekol makom. Jews are not allowed to raise a pig in any place. This comes from the prohibition from the Gemara, where it talks about the two brothers, the Hashmonaim, Horkanus and Aristobulus, who were fighting. They were both brothers, and they were fighting with each other. One was inside of Yerushalayim, one was outside of Yerushalayim. And we know the famous story of Butal HaTamid, that they used to cooperate just for the korbanot of the lambs, the two lambs, the korban tamid in the morning and the afternoon that would be brought. They would put it over in a basket, and the other brother would send money. And they had a cooperation going on just to ensure that the korbanot would continue every single day. But the people who sieged the city one day wanted to make a problem, and instead of putting the lambs in the basket, they put a pig in the basket. And the Gemara tells us that when the pig reached halfway up the wall, it grabbed onto the wall with its hooves, and it shook the entire Yerushalayim. And at that point in time, Hachamim said, "Arur hamegadel hazirim." Cursed is the person who raises pigs. The person's not allowed to raise dogs unless it's tied up in chains, because we want to make sure that a dog doesn't frighten a pregnant woman and cause her to have a miscarriage. We're talking here about these scary types of dogs. We're not talking about a little poodle, a tame dog where there would be no nervousness of this happening. And porcin nishbim layonim ela imken hayarachok min hayeshuv sheloshim ris. You're not allowed to spread traps in order to catch doves unless the trap that you're setting up is 30 ris away from the settled area. We want to make sure theft doesn't happen. Doves don't travel more than 30 ris from where they usually live. So Hachamim said, let's put it away from the settlement in order to ensure that the doves that are being caught aren't owned by people who live there, because we want to prevent theft from happening.